Yeah, and I got a fortune cookie in my hand.
Hey, good morning. Hey, it's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. He's over here because guess what? It's Fortune Cookie Friday. She's looking at me. She got the sad look. She's like, Dad, give me the fortune cookie. Anyway, hi, good morning. Today I want to talk about the team's desire to get one more point at the end of a sprint. And I'm going to talk about it. Just was one of the things I was doing the other day, looking at my podcast numbers. And do you hedge the numbers to get the extra point? So we'll talk about that. And also, we got Fortune Cookie Friday. The Agile Accountants have dropped off another fortune cookie for us to apply to Agile Scrum or to the show. And with that, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is Betty Dog. We do this for likes and cheers. She's like, what did you just do? I was laying there sleeping on you. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so that you can bring value to your customer. Not work those crazy hours. Don't work that extra thing, making all those mistakes when we try to push those points into the end of the sprint. And have fun at work. It's supposed to be fun where there are a lot. That's why no one wants to go in the offices, because they're not having fun. So we need to make it fun, make it enjoyable, and have and go do stuff, right? So why did I bring this up? The idea of, I see so many teams, oh, I can just leave the sprint open, give me another hour or two, or do it in the morning, close the sprint in the morning so I can get the extra point. It happens all the time. Every place I go to, there's always some desire to, I guess, please people, or I don't know if they think what it is. And what brought this up was the other day, I was looking at my podcast numbers and I was going through the hits and that, and the system I use for my podcast, I think it's in Australia or somewhere. Anyway, so it starts the clock, or maybe it's in Europe, but it starts the clock, like it ends the day on at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, between 7 and 8 Eastern Standard Time. So there's still more hours of people all around the world listening to the podcast. I'm like, and I track it and I put it into a spreadsheet and I track how we're doing, because it's good to see how we're progressing or not. And I caught myself thinking about it. Well, you know, it's only 7 o'clock, and the next morning I pull up and I got a couple more downloads. I'm like, ooh, should I put in my numbers, the numbers I got from overnight? And I'm like, well, no, it's not going to help me any. It's not going to make it look better. It's not going to, because every day it's a cadence. You know, it's this cadence. It's an arbitrary number. It's when it shuts down, it shuts down, and that's it. You know, if you average it out, it's all going to go out in the wash anyhow. So it's not really a big deal. What you start looking at, and I do have a whiteboard. Do I have an eraser? Oh, I must knock over another whiteboard. That would have been a good bet. But I will show you one thing on a board if I can get this stuff off the whiteboard. But it doesn't help anybody. You know, and I just thought about it and this dawned on me. This is the same mentality that my teams and people go through a lot when I coach them. Their desire to get an extra point into the sprint. But here's the thing. Points don't have any value. Neither do hours, by the way. I mean, you bill for it. You get paid by the hour, but it really doesn't have value. Only value is when they exchange money, right? Funding. Just because you work a couple hours, you can pay for those hours. Hope you produce value, because otherwise you won't be doing that for very long. So there's this desire to, let me test this. Let me do this one thing. Let me get this little thing done. Can I get partial credit? This whole conversation about these pointing. And everybody's, oh, sure, we'll do it. Yeah, I'm nice at first, but at some point in time, I'm like, look, it's the same thing. We're not, you know, we're just doing it, right? We're just going to cut it off and it'll be what it is. And I'm going to talk about a couple of things that you got to think about. So I got the big old whiteboard out, right? So you got your classic line chart there. And then here's the pinpoint. And we all know, right? This is just a point here and a point here and a straight line. It has actually no relevance whatsoever. It's just supposed to give you an indication that you're heading down in a pretty steady state. It's a line, right? It's pretty steady, right? So let's say you got a team that's coming over. Right? So at the end, they come screaming down. Or it could be like this. I got a lot of teams like that. They come straight down like a waterfall at the end. I'm like, what the hell is that? And we talked about the idea is get your teams to show value to your organization as a scrum master. Get from this waterfall look thing to something like this, to something that's, you know, along the edges, pretty steady pace of getting stuff done every day. So what happens? So I showed you those two, right? I showed you that's the normal. But here's what happens when, and you got to be mindful of this. So that we're talking about, like, yeah, don't go pushing for the extra point, right? Don't be trying to get the extra 5 points done. However, if your team goes like this and then comes down like that, like real quick, that little sign right there is a sign of, let's see if this orange one works. This orange one work? Yeah. You know. Like that, right? This right here is a sign that they, whatever it was, the sprint before, is probably this one took too long. They did a lot of partial work. This is partial work from previous sprint, right? And you got to do a retrospect on that. You as a team, as a scrum master, you have to retrospect on what that is. But what I'm getting at, I just want to show this. So I can see a team anytime knowing what I just said is happening. That they got a lot of partial work. They didn't get it done. They closed the sprint. And then, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I could tell either way when they moved the end date down too. Right, you can just look at it takes 2 seconds, and you can pretty much figure it out. But it doesn't add any value by trying to push the points. In fact, it makes it worse because you're going to get bugs. People aren't going to test it. Stuff's not going to get reviewed. You're better off leaving yourself a day or two to get some feedback in those last couple of days to really make the product that you did produce in the sprint better. But I just want to share my own personal issue with going and doing it, and I know it exists. So I want to acknowledge the fact that people want to get those extra points. And some people grade it that way. And those are the agile accountants out there and that really don't know what the hell they're doing. And there's people out there, there's ways to look at velocity to help you, right? And I'm a proponent of velocity. I'm a proponent of using it, but from a team perspective on how much work to take on the sprint. So they better understand. And when they can't do it, I make them retrospect on breaking the work down more. Why didn't we get this stuff done? Are we not breaking it down? What are we doing that's not allowing us to get this work done in a 2-week time box, right? So that's all I just want to add for that. So that feel for you all when you want to do it, but it does not help you. It doesn't get you anywhere where it doesn't, because it's just going to, because those same points you would do in the previous sprint, you'll do in the next sprint anyhow. And if you average out 3 sprints in a row for velocity, see where your trends are, it's an average. So if you don't make it all in one sprint and you get it done earlier in the next sprint, it averages out. You can get like 150, it averages 75. If you get 50 and 100, the average is 75. It doesn't matter. So with that, we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday, Betty. We're going to open up the fortune cookie. Woo. Sorry, it's loud. This one got crushed. So we'll see. This means dogs get earlier fortune cookie. So Fortune Cookie Friday, it is in there. There is a fortune in there somewhere. We read the fortune cookie. It's from the agile accountants out there in the world. I gotta laugh because it's fun. This face over here, she ate dirt. She ate a spotted lanternfly the other day too. I don't know if it was any good, but she ate it. So here we go. What do the agile accountants have to say? An acquaintance of the past will affect you in the near future. An acquaintance of the past will affect you in the near future. I don't know. Oh, we could do a weird thing here. So an acquaintance of the past will affect you in the near future. We just showed where the previous sprint, Betty, don't be eating the cookie. She's tying the cookie up. Anybody, please let me know if you see a dog. So this is the past, right? The past sprint and affects your near future, right? So either we didn't get it done, we did a lot of partial work, got a lot of stuff done in this sprint, or we burn ourselves out in the last sprint, which makes us have to do more bug fixes in the next sprint. So an acquaintance, a story in the past sprint that did not get done or got rushed will affect us in this sprint. If we did partial work, will prevent us from putting stuff in the backlog for this sprint. So think about it. I guess that works out good. Does that work out good for you, Betty? Huh? Betty wants a cookie. Betty, want a cookie? You want a cookie? Betty, want a cookie? Come on. Betty, want a cookie? Come on. Come on. You got to be on TV. You got to be on YouTube. You want a cookie? Uh-oh. She's drilling here. Let's see. Betty, want a cookie? There she goes. You happy now? Anyway, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. It's a Labor Day weekend, holiday weekend here in the States. And I want to wish everybody happiness and happy scrumming. Take care, enjoy, and see you tomorrow. Bye. See ya.